Hey, this is Rob Ansbach, and welcome to another edition of E-Heroes. Today's E-Hero is Brad Goodham, who goes by the name Magic Brad. So welcome, Brad, and as we get into this show, the audience is going to realize that you do a lot of stuff, and I think that's important for them to understand because, you know, I think that keeps everybody as an entrepreneur, that kind of keeps them in tune, that they know that, hey, they can do more than just one thing.
I totally agree. I mean, you can just do one thing and be pigeonholed into being an accountant, and all you do is you count beans and that's all you ever do. And you want to go camping? No, I got books to do. And it can be a boring life that way. But I've been self-employed and entrepreneurial pretty much all my life. I was the kid in school that would buy candy in bulk and resell it at a profit to my classmates. And I used to turn my garage into a haunted house or a movie theater or do magic shows and charge the neighbor kids and sell them Kool-Aid and cookies for concessions. So I've always been doing this kind of thing. So I've got a lot of different things that I do. That's probably why.
But, you know, and I think that one of the things that you still do is magic, right?
I do. I don't do it as full time as I used to do, because it's one of those things like you don't get paid unless you're on the stage. And the whole concept of the internet these days is you can create that passive income. So a lot of my efforts and energy goes in more into that. But absolutely, I've got a thing I'm doing. Did a company picnic last year, and they just called me up again this year to do it again. So company picnics, trade shows, private parties, fairs, festivals, whatever.
Wow. And I see a lot of that. I mean, the whole magician thing is still, you know, a growing thing. I mean, I was just at a church, an event the other day, and they had a priest that came in who's also does magic on the side, which was pretty cool because you don't really hear of priests doing that type of thing. But he had more of he tells a story, you know, it's a religious story, but then he does magic on the side, and it was pretty cool.
Well, magic is one of those things, like it's magic and mystery and, mm-hmm. and, you know, being able to believe in something that might not be real. Like if you told all the kids that Santa Claus was their dad, they would probably lose. Oh, that's not very interesting. But when it's Santa Claus, it's exciting.
Right.
So, and it's global. It's something that's interesting to everybody all over the world. And unfortunately, the internet has, showed some of the secrets and all that, but that doesn't matter. They'll always come up with something that's new. There's always something that's different because people want to be entertained. They want to see something that's magical and different and amazing. And I mean, that's why people go to movies and things, because that's not real life when you see all that stuff.
but I watched one of your videos the other day. And I mean, you pump out a lot of videos. I mean, you're in your car, you're outside, and you're very entertaining, and you're not like a typical person that just gets behind a video and talks about something. I mean, you're very animated with your hands, and you just like to go on and inspire people.
I do that because it's sort of a pattern interrupt when you do see the talking head kind of thing, and if you do something like. Like sometimes I'll do this to the camera, mm-hmm. and it gets people to go, what's that? it's just a pattern interrupt for them. And I do the video because wherever I can take my phone, I can do the video. So whether it be in my car or walking in the woods or at a mall or whatever, it's fascinating to me, the whole internet concept where it's given the ability to anybody that wants to start their own station, just like you've got your podcast here and I've got Synergy Cafe, anybody that wants to do anything. They've even got a new phone that came out that has a lighting studio on it, so you can have better lighting when you're doing stuff. It's wild.
Yeah, the internet has made, I think, branding of yourself so much easier nowadays than it did 20 years ago.
Well, it kind of has. It's given you the opportunity, but unfortunately, everybody's doing it. So I got a battle with, Gary Vaynerchuk and Grant Cardone and Ty Lopez and Tim Ferriss and you and all these other guys.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not up there with Gary Vaynerchuk.
No, I'm just saying for the bandwidth, for the person's people only have 24 hours in a day. So who am I going to tune into? You know, there's just so many.
Well, here's the thing is that, you know, each person that's listening, you know, you are your own brand. You have your own personality. You're unique. Don't compare yourself to other people. I mean, yeah, great. You know, you think about sharing the bandwidth. That's fine. But create yourself a bigger pie.
Because yep.
Honestly, if you're in the same pool as Tony Robbins or Gary or you know, these big alpha guys, you're not going to compete. You got to create your own stage. You got to create your own standout routine. And you just got to get out there and tell the world your message.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. And I mean, we're also competing with, you know, Starbucks commercials or anything else that pops up on the internet, you know, a new video, a GoPro thing that's happening, or a dog that walks by, or like you'd mentioned earlier, I don't know, ADD, everybody's got this, there's always different stuff going on. So that's why I do a lot of the animated kind of stuff and try and, so when someone's scrolling through their phone, all of a sudden they go, what? You got to do that. It's just the way it is these days.
Now, I see a lot of people doing videos in their cars, and I'm not, I mean, I did a few early on. Usually I was stationary in my car. I'm not a big, you know, take a video while I'm driving. I mean, the laws here in Pennsylvania are a little stricter. But you do that. And I mean, do you ever have a problem?
The only problem I have is people that might have an issue with it, but it's really like when I tell people, I say, I'm not gonna be able to read your comments and stuff. So this is just like you sitting in my passenger seat and we're just talking right now.
Yeah.
So I'm busy driving and I just happen to be blah, blah, blah as I'm driving. So I don't really try and look at the screen and figure out who's, you know, listening, or I don't answer any questions or anything like that. I just ramble on. And usually it's just a quick little trip somewhere to go work out or whatever. And I don't really focus on it. I just drive and talk.
Right. So after a while, you forget the camera's there. You're just talking.
I just turn it on and talk. Yeah. I know that someone's watching. And like I said, it's like if someone's sitting in my passenger seat and I glance over at them every once in a while, I look at it from that point of view. Mm-hmm. Not the kind of thing like a person's texting and driving and looking down on their phone and stuff like that when they should be watching the road.
Right.
So I'm busy driving and I'm just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. You know, you did a video, I think it was, you mentioned Costa Rica. I mean, what's the big fascination with Costa Rica? What's going on down there?
Well, here's what happened earlier. Before I got married, I was going to do I had this idea of using the internet and targeting the wealthy countries that have the money, like the UK and the United States and Canada and Japan and Australia. And I was going to retire in Bali and help people promote yoga retreats there, where I could live for $65 a month, including breakfast. So the idea is to go somewhere where there's not, where it's affordable, and get the money from the places that have it. Mm-hmm. So I was going to do this in Bali. Then I got married and plans changed a little bit. We live here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And about 6 years ago, I had a meetup conversation. I was at a meetup with a guy that has land in Costa Rica. And now that I'm back in Minneapolis, him and I are communicating again. He's got 150 acres down there. And I like the idea of Costa Rica. One, my wife speaks Spanish. Also, it's in the same time zone kind of where we are, rather than flying on the other side of the world to Bali. Mm-hmm. I like that Costa Rica has abolished its military and they reallocated the funds towards education and community and culture. And I think I just read that they're 100% off of petroleum energy and they're focused on renewable water energy. So that's what I like about Costa Rica. I even got my little book, Costa Rica.
Nice. So are you promoting properties down there now?
He's got the land. He was going to just sell the lots, and then he started building villas, so like vacation homes, and people buy their retirement home. And then when they're not there, if they're just doing it as a vacation, he ends up renting the place out using like VRBO or Airbnb to get people to occupy the place. And now the person that has the property is making a little extra money when they're not there. And he's got like 150 acres, so it's expandable. And then he knew that I was in the events industry, and my idea is to create an events center as a hub and then have different cabins around the event center that can be occupied. So when someone goes there and does like a business mastermind or whatever, the people can occupy the cabins, and the people that are invested into the cabins get to see a return on their investment every time we do an event. So yoga retreat, photography retreat, mastermind, destination weddings, tour groups, anything we can do there will occupy those properties. And again, the people involved get to see a return on their investment every time a group comes down.
Nice, nice. It's you know, and I guess it's pretty safe down there though, right?
It is. I mean, some people think it's not because it's on the other side of Nicaragua. It had some stuff going on, but the people down there are very relaxed. It's not like I heard that Honduras is a dangerous place, and you can find danger any place you go. I mean, it's not like, you know, over in the Middle East where they're dropping bombs all over the place. But if you go in the wrong place, it could be dangerous. In fact, if you go in the jungle and you start, you know, hanging out with the snakes and things, you're going to have problems. But it's really not any more dangerous than Jamaica or Minneapolis or Canada.
Yeah, you know, it's, I guess it is what it is. I mean, if you can get over that fear and just get on a plane and get to Costa Rica, you're going to relax.
Yeah, Costa Rica, I found, is 1/5 the size of Minnesota. So it's a small country. It kind of surprised me that they were that small. So it's only like, I think, 5-6 hours to fly down there. And it takes some time to drive from the airport to wherever you're going because, you know, a lot of hills and mountains and curves and stuff. It's not that it's
so
far.
You have to rent a car? Do you get a taxi or?
Probably rent a car. You can take a taxi. That might cost a little bit, but renting a car is the way to go, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, you're also a consultant. What do you consult on?
I like to talk about time bending. And what that is, it's just methods of using time wisely, I guess, leveraging time. And I can give you a quick example. I'm very efficient with things. I get things done really fast. When I do my videos, I do them on my phone. I do it while I'm walking the dog. So that sort of parlays the video task in with the dog walking task. And I do the video and record it on Facebook Live. And then I download it on my phone. And then when I'm walking the dog back home, I'm uploading that to LinkedIn and YouTube. So I've done three things in about 10 minutes. And then I put that also on YouTube. Then I embed that on different blogs and websites and other platforms. And then I'll auto schedule those so they go out and they have more reach. So that's just one example. Another example is, this is kind of weird, but in the shower, I shave in the shower. Hmm. So I've got a mirror that I've got positioned down at chest level. So I've got to squat down to shave. So what that does is I got a martial arts background, and a lot of people that are my age, their knees are whacked. Mm-hmm. Mine are still pretty strong because I squat every single morning when I shave, and it strengthens my knees. Now that keeps my knees strong, which prevents me having to go have knee surgery, which would take time away from my entertainment and my life if I had to be in surgery. It would also cost a lot of money if I did that, and it would be painful. So why not just shave with your mirror at chest level?
You mentioned martial arts. What style did you practice?
Started with traditional Taekwondo, and then I moved over to a school that was more sport karate.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, my boys are in Tangsudo, which is Muay Thai, similar to what Chuck Norris does. And my son is, I think my oldest son is just shy of getting his black belt. He's been doing it for a couple of years.
It's good for you.
And my brother-in-law, who is the instructor, is a 6th degree black belt. So he's been doing it for about 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
And, so yeah, it's good for you.
I got my 2nd degree, but I didn't really want to get into teaching and stuff again, because I almost did. I almost bought a school. But if you think about it, you got to be there at 9 a.m. to 9 p.m, or probably 10 p.m. It's a long thing until you start getting some people running your school for you. Mm-hmm. So I didn't want to be tied down to a studio.
Yeah, it can be a lot of work. Now on your Facebook profile, you have down at yourself as collaborator. What does that mean?
Well, it's working together. I think that I think competition is a myth, especially in business. Mm-hmm. It is applicable in sports because there's a deadline when the game is over and there's actually a goal. Right. But with business, Starbucks is still here, Caribou, Dunn Brothers, McDonald's is still here, Burger King, Wendy's, mm-hmm. all these places, you know, Coca-Cola is here, Pepsi's here. There is no competition. There's more, to me, it's collaboration. So I often say that if your mother and father competed, you wouldn't be here. They collaborate. Then you can create more. So yeah. It's the synergy concept. It's 1 + 1 = 11. It's
that's a lot of the things that I do now on my books. I mean, I came out with this one in 2013. It's a social media book. It's called Share. And I was going to write another social media book, and I thought, you know what? It's very time consuming when you're doing it on your own. So I collaborated. And we wrote another social media book, and this one's just geared to the over 50 entrepreneur. Now, if you're under 50, you can still read it, but it's called No Experience Necessary. And it's geared for the boomers, the Gen Xers, and the over 50 entrepreneur. And I mean, I've collaborated with others that we wrote social media books. I wrote, you know, weight loss books and podcasting books.
Exactly.
And, you know, by collaborating, I'm pulling in, you know, their audience, and they're introducing their audience to me.
Totally.
And my audience is getting introduced to them. And, you know, as a collaborator, you sell more books than by yourself.
Well, you remember that Chicken Soup for the Soul series? Mm-hmm. Mark Victor Hansen and Jack Canfield, I believe it was.
Yeah.
They didn't write it.
They collaborated with, you know, everybody that was bringing stories into the book.
Exactly. And those people who wrote the stories benefited because they got to be seen and the book got written and they didn't have to do anything. So it's
and the book, the whole series of books went on to make millions.
Well, it's interesting in that they could create the book, and then for the teenage soul, the senior soul, they just went on and on with it. So that's fascinating. Yeah, I love stuff like that.
And that's the power of collaborating. If you can find the right people, it doesn't matter if they're competition or not, because you're going to bring them together for the sole purpose of creating something new, getting it out there, and you're both benefiting.
Well, competition is, I say it's a myth. When I was doing my magic full time, it was a strategy I used. My colleagues, other magicians that you'd think I'd compete against, I would give them as much business as I possibly could. I would give them all the stuff that I didn't really want, because you can only do so many gigs. So when they get too booked doing the children's birthday parties and the things that I don't want to do, and all of a sudden someone from a corporation calls them and they can't do it because they're already booked, who do you think they're going to call? Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to call me. So you just got to give. And really, if two people have the same common interests, like that's what I'm trying to do with this whole Costa Rica thing. Mm-hmm. Is anybody that's interested in Costa Rica, whether they are developing something on their own or whatever they got in Costa Rica, we would be able to work together to get traffic that of anybody that wants anything to do with Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. So it'd be just a common interest is all you got to have.
Yeah. And once down there, you can do the retreats, you can do the collaborations, you can do all kinds of stuff right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can do stuff from here about there. If someone wanted to make money, you could make money by finding tour groups to go down to Costa Rica, and the Costa Rica suppliers and vendors would probably pay you commissions to be able to drive those groups down there. So,
right. And again, we're back to that your concept of leveraging time.
Yep.
Or bending time is what you said.
It is, because time, again, is an illusion. I don't know if you've ever had the experience where you're driving along and you think you've only got like a half an hour to get someplace and you're probably going to be late, but you end up getting there on time anyways. Mm-hmm. You kind of wonder, how did that happen? Time isn't, it's sort of man-made. We've decided that to take when the sun sets and when the sun rises and chunk it into 12 hours. And, you know, if that was really the case, why wouldn't all of the months be the exact same amount of days? They're not. They move and they change with, what do they call that? Leap year and all that stuff.
Yeah.
See, I've got all these time devices. I got all these little, this one's my favorite. One of my favorite ones. My wife gave me this one. It's it's got magnet or a magnet in here. Mm-hmm. And then this kind of pulls, this speeds it up. It pulls the time through the hourglass. So it accelerates time. But I've got all these weird timepieces. I got this one that actually, it's got bubbles that go up as opposed to sand going down. It's got bubbles that go up.
Yeah.
I like time stuff.
You got to carry all that with you when you want to know what time it is.
I don't wear a watch.
I haven't worn a watch in years. And in fact, there was an article about me back in, I think it was 2000. And they said, well, you're an entrepreneur. How come you don't wear a watch? I said, I haven't worn a watch in 15 years. And they're like, why? I said, because I break them. I never use them for telling time. You know, so it just, to me, it's, I work when I want to work, and I don't need a clock in front of me saying, okay, time to start, time to leave, time.
I'm there too. I mean, even these days, the time is on your phone, and
yeah,
you just show up. And again, I used to be that way, that I could stay in the office. I could get some work done. So why am I out at this meeting and I'm waiting for you? How come you're not here? I used to be that way. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, why don't you just go to the coffee shop 15, 20 minutes early, do some stuff with your phone, share some things, and mm-hmm. you can get a lot of work done wherever you are. The clock doesn't matter much no more.
No. Anymore. Hey, how do people get a hold of you? I mean, I guess you got the Facebook, but is there any other place that people can find you?
The easiest way is just to Google the keyword Magic Brad, one word. And if you tie it with another word, you'll find something that's related to that, like Magic Brad Costa Rica, Magic Brad Marketing, Magic Brad Yoga, Magic Brad Karate. You'll probably find something about me.
So that's the easiest way. You've already branded your own keyword there.
I keep my phone number's out and about and stuff. So I get a lot of those crazy calls, texts and stuff telling me I'm going to make $1 million by just clicking this link and all that stuff. So if someone does call me, leave a message and I'll call you back. Other than that, I don't answer the phone if I don't recognize it.
Yeah, I rarely ever answer the phone, except, I have that Hiya app, so it tells me when it's a scam. So sometimes I'll play around with the operator, because I know it's going to be a scam. So
I've seen some of your videos on there where you just take their time.
I waste their time. But the thing is, it's entertainment value, because now I can create it into a Facebook post or
exactly.
a blog post or a warning of some type. And I post that and people are like, that is amazing. And how do you even come up with stuff like that? And I'm like, I don't. They call me and I'm just kind of,
just what the heck, record it and monetize it.
That's right. So, the whole thing about Facebook is all about, educate, entertain, and engage. And it doesn't matter if it's your own business or if you're telling a story or if you're, it's just pure entertainment value. But you got to get people to know who you are, the real you. And once they trust you, they're going to buy whatever you're selling. So if it's Costa Rica, if it's magic, if it's, they're going to say, wow, whatever Magic Brad's doing, I want to be involved.
Yeah. There's that no like, trust, and respect factor.
Yeah.
I add respect on there too. I think it's another element.
So the audience that if you're listening, of course you're listening because you're here, but, take your time to get to know who Magic Brad is, because I think that you'll understand that, I don't just go out and look at the perfect people, because there is no such thing as a perfect person. In my mind, there's people that are out there doing exactly, what they want. It's their purpose, their passion. So you look at someone and say, well, I really only want to know them because of one thing. That's not reality. Brad is doing things that, he might be doing 10 things, but it's his passion and that's what he's known for. And that's what you have to look at, because if you're an entrepreneur, even in me, we publish books, we write books, we create websites, we do social media, there's many things, many factors involved. And I like to see the people that are doing multiple things and making money doing it. So that's why I consider Brad an e-hero, because he's doing things that strike his passion and he's making money for it.
There you go.
So there you go. So, you know, thank you for being a guest on the show. And you know, if you down the road want to come back, be happy to have you back on.
I'm pretty much ready because doing these videos by myself gets a little lonely. You're kind of talking to yourself all the time. You know, it's good to have an interaction with someone else. That's why I do the Synergy Cafe videos. You get to interact. That's one thing that I think the internet is kind of missing is the ability to talk and have a cadence in your voice and see the emotion in someone's eyes. Because usually it's just looking in the lens and, you know, talking one way like the walkie-talkie.
Right. And you brought up a good point. And for the entrepreneurs out there, these types of videos are a great way to inspire you. It's a great way to learn from others. And if you're always doing videos where it's just yourself, you know, doing a one-on-one video, I mean, not a one-on-one video, just a video that you're recording for others to listen, you know, where you're posing a question, answering it, that's great. But you need this engagement. You need to be able to bounce, you know, a conversation back and forth to have, I think, a more fulfillment in that video.
True.
So if you want to learn more about Brad, go to Magic Brad everywhere on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you'll find Magic Brad. You want to learn a little bit more about me? Visit me at unspockmedia.com. Hey, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next, well, or you'll listen to me on the next show. Adios.
Peace.